I'm sure it wasn't making big news in the United States of America as far as NFL was concerned, but certainly has made big news here down under with Jarryd Hayne confirming that he has signed, well, a futures contract, guaranteed $100,000 roughly, to go and try out with the San Francisco 49ers. And then that squad will be cut from about 90 down to 53 in August. Matt Burke is the director of NFL development, and he joins us out of New York. G'day, Matt.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, very, very well. I guess this is another, is it a baby step for Jarryd Hayne or a major step for Jarryd Hayne?
Well, it's a necessary step, and you know you're wrong. It actually did make some news over here. It was on the television and the shows because I think people are our game is international, and I think people are very curious to see how his rugby skill, Australia's football skills translate into our game.
Matt, on that note, the newspaper I work for, the Sydney Morning Herald, there's a massive logo of the San Francisco 49ers on the front page. On the back page, there's probably about four or five pages of editorial within the paper itself. Does the NFL care about that type of publicity in a market like Australia?
Oh, yeah. I think when you look at our game, I mean, it wasn't too long ago, I think we were exclusively an American game, and now next year we're playing three of our games in London. We had a developmental league that operated in Europe for a long time. With technology, the world's become that much smaller, and us like any entity are looking to grow our game to all corners of the globe.
Yeah, Jarryd, can you take us through the process for Jarryd? I mentioned this extended squad. How good will he have to be to actually make it to that final 53 in August, and what sort of process does he go through?
Well, no, I mean, he's going to have to be very good. First of all, for those that don't know, the San Francisco 49ers is one of our proudest and most successful franchises. Some of the greatest players have ever played our game. One of the greatest quarterbacks, Joe Montana, was a San Francisco 49er. They have a tremendous tradition, a winning tradition, and right now they have one of the most talented rosters in our game. So Jarryd's going to be around a lot of great players. That's good news for him because he's going to be able to see and learn from them. But the bad news is it'll probably be that much more competitive to try to get one of those coveted 53 roster spots. But right now is the off season, so starting in the middle of April, there'll be they'll start what they call the off season program. It's 9 weeks where they'll do lifting weights, they'll do running, they'll do classroom work because there's a lot of classroom work to be done in football, especially for Jarryd. He'll have to do a lot of studying of his playbook outside of practice, and then the next big thing will be called a mini camp, which is in June, which is kind of a full team where you have full practice for a while for a few days, and then a little break, and then towards the end of July is when the NFL season starts. That's when you put those big boy pads on and you go out there and you practice and you hit and you practice and you hit and you get ready for the season, which preseason games are in August, and then in September the regular season kicks off. And when the regular season kicks off, that's when Jarryd will know whether he's on the 49ers or not.
Matt, this story's obviously generated a lot of headlines here in Australia. A lot of people have supported Jarryd Hayne, and they think good on him for having a shot at it, for risking it all in the National Rugby League. But the overwhelming feeling is that it's going to be too tough. He hasn't played the game at all when he was younger. He's going to be coming up against other players, other wannabes who have played it, and lived and breathed American football their whole life. Is it a reality at all that he could possibly get a playing contract?
No, it is. I mean, it certainly is. Like, again, I think people are anxious to see, one, how does his current skill set translate into our game? I think part of it, I'm sure he has great work ethic and he realizes he has a lot to learn. So I'm sure he's going to come in with a great attitude, but it sure seems like physically he has the tools. The other piece will be the coaches, where and how are they going to use him? Our game has changed where a lot of our positions, particularly on defense, there's no one specific way you have to be. Different schemes or different systems call for different types of players. And I think if we always have a saying in football, get the best 11 guys on the field. So if he shows that he has talent and he has an ability to make plays and help his team win, maybe it'll be a conventional type role, maybe it'll be unconventional, but they're going to find a way to get him on the field. I mean, would I say the odds are against him? They're probably less than 50%, but I mean that's what makes our game so great. Is some of our greatest players, they played growing up, they played in high school, they played in college, and even when they came out of college and they played football their whole lives, no teams wanted them. And then they got into a team and they became Hall of Famers. So you just never know. That's what I think. That's one of the things that's so appealing about our sport.
Absolutely, Matt. If he doesn't make that final 53 at San Francisco, can he then bounce around all the other clubs? Because just because San Fran don't want you doesn't mean some other club wouldn't see value in him.
Yeah, so basically you're exactly right. So there's four preseason games or practice games that we have. That is a player's resume. So those games don't count towards the record, but that is players like Jared. That's his chance to show teams what he can do. And everybody looks at everybody's film. All the games, all the teams get everybody's film. They break it down. They have departments that evaluate all the personnel all throughout our league. And so he might play well and still not make the 49ers, but yes, then he's a free agent and he can sign with any of the 31 other teams. It just takes one team to see something or see the potential in him to maybe if he's raw and underdeveloped to take a chance on him.
And in these camps that Jared Haynes about to be a part of, how do you think his wannabes are gonna treat Jared Haynes?
I mean, they'd definitely be respectful. I mean, the football game and the culture is about respect, but he's gonna have to earn the respect on the field. I mean, he's gonna have to prove himself just like every other new player that comes to a team. Even if you're an established veteran player, when you go to a new team, you have to earn the respect of your teammates, earn that respect in the locker room. But I mean, I know he's a very decorated Australian player. I'm sure he won't have any problem fitting into the culture and proving that he's tough enough and good enough to at least belong on the field during the practice time.
Matt, you were a offensive tackle player. What did you weigh when you played and actually won a Super Bowl compared to what you weigh now?
I was about 310 pounds when I played, and now I'm down to about 260.
260, yeah.
I still got a ways to go down.
fantastic. Matt, he's not an Aussie rules player, right? He's a rugby league player. So just make...
I got a lot to learn.
Oh, no. It's just we've got lots of different codes here. That's the whole thing. Good on you, Matt. Always great to chat. Thanks very much for your time.
Hey, we'll check in again. Thanks, guys.
Good on you. Matt